This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. So, bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And happy holidays, everybody. Great to have you with us on the show today. This opening half hour brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies, pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up for the big holiday season, holiday parties, and stock up, and also think about gift cards, and stock up as well for tailgates. Penn State will be battling tomorrow to get itself into the college football playoff. Now we're going to talk about a team that is in a playoff, and it is Susquehanna Hobart coming up at Doug Arthur Stadium, and that will be coming up tomorrow, and joining us is the head coach of the Susquehanna Riverhawks, Tom Perkovich. Tom, welcome to the show. It's so great to have you with us.
I appreciate you having me. Thanks so much.
All right, so you've been able to get this far with this team. What have been some of the common threads that have led you to this 9-1 record that you have?
Well, I think hard work starts the conversation. These guys love football. They come to work every day. They work incredibly hard at what we're asking them to do. It's a great group of kids. I think it starts with that team aspect, the family aspect that we have here. And then we got really good players, you know, and some guys that are playing really well, really explosive offense, and, led by Josh Ehrlich, a quarterback. And then, you know, defensively, we've played tough. We've had our moments that we've got to get better, but I think we're starting to come into our own here at the end. But, you know, we've played well in all three phases and, have taken care of business throughout the season and hope to continue that as we move forward. But it's all about the players. They do a great job. Our coaching staff's done a nice job. But those guys come ready to play every weekend.
Makes a big difference. I'll never forget, this is a long time ago, Tom. I went into the office, and there was a play up on the board, and Joe Paterno looks at me, and he says, "Steve, you want to know what the key to this play is?" I said, "What is it?" He said, "I need to know the name of that X and the name of the O." He says, "As soon as I know that, I can tell you whether it's successful or not."
That's why he was so successful.
That's right. Now, let's talk about Josh for a moment. You're talking about a guy that's better than 70% this year with 28 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. The precision with which he plays, what kind of difference does that make in your ability to move the ball but give you comfort as a coach you're not going to turn it over?
Yeah, I think at every level of football, you know, if your quarterback is playing well, you got a shot to win, right, and a shot to do a lot of different things and make sure that you're effective offensively. And, I've said this to a number of people, but the jump that Josh has made from, you know, last year at this time to now is incredible, just incredible. And it's allowed us to, you know, rise up to the number three offense in the country, statistically. And, you know, he's commanded the system. We ask a lot of our quarterback here, and, you know, he runs the show, but his ability to make plays and make throws this year has just been nothing short of amazing. You look at his statistics, and, you know, he's top 25 in a ton of quarterback statistics, and, you know, we've only played, 4 full games out of 10. You know, we've gotten ahead on people and put our reserves in, and he's done a lot of that in only 2 or 3 quarters of play. So, you know, if you hope that hot hand continues, but he's been the man, and a man that just keeps us moving forward.
his ability to run with the ball. What does that mean to this offense? But also, what does it mean, Tom, in the red zone when you have a quarterback that has mobility?
Yeah, you can do a lot with him. You know, you can get creative play-wise and those type of things, but it obviously puts a huge stress on our the people we're playing, you know, to have obviously the weapons around him and the way he's playing with his arm. But his ability, when you do a great job of, you know, covering people up or you know, or having guys in the right spots, and his ability to make plays with his feet is what makes him really special. You know, the dual threat player. You know, last year he was more one dimensional. He ran a lot and threw it, you know, here and there. But now it's both, and I think for our opponents, it can be nightmarish to know you have it. You know, you have the play, you know, defended well, but then he takes off and makes guys miss because he's, you know, a great athlete. So it's been fun to watch and fun for him to, you know, continue to extend plays when, you know, maybe we didn't have the right play called.
Rashawn LeMond is over 1,100 yards with 8 yards per carry. He's got 14 touchdowns. How exciting has it been to watch how he plays, but also as the offensive line coach as well? What kind of pride do you take in the work the guys are doing up front?
Well, yeah, Rashawn's a special player. He's probably the most electric player I've coached in 22 years of doing this. And, you know, he's got the ability to hit a home run at any point. So I think that's exciting for the guys up front, right? When you got two guys behind you like Rashawn and Josh, and, you know, knowing that, you know, if we do our job, you know, we can be really, really productive offensively. And, you know, we've taken a lot of pride in how we operate up front for a long time here. And obviously, like you said, I coach that group. And, you know, those guys are hard hat, you know, lunch pail guys every day and just work at it and, you know, try to do their best. And we've got some talented kids. But I think they take pride in seeing the other guys have success, you know, the success that they've had. And, you know, I tell them all the time, you know, you're the engine, man, of this whole thing, the O-line. They're the guys that make us go. You know, if we're playing well up front, we got a shot. You know, if we're missing, then, you know, we open up the door for other people. But, you know, I've been really proud of how they've just, you know, kept their head down and worked.
Defensively, you are giving up just 96 yards per game, only 3.3 yards a carry. What has that meant to the ability of your team to make the opposition one-dimensional?
Well, you always talk about it, right? You want to run the football well, and you want to stop the run. I think that always is a focal point. So to see our defense front do that, and I'm not surprised. We have a lot of guys back from a year ago there, a lot of experience. You know, Garrett Carter in the middle, the player of the year in our league, and some really good defensive linemen that have, you know, really grown up this year and come into their own and make plays. So, you know, I think it's been nice to see that we've been able to stop the run and make people, you know, definitely one-dimensional. You know, and we've had some injuries on the perimeter and some battles through the year, but, you know, again, I think we're healthy and, you know, it helps our defensive coordinator, obviously, when he knows, hey, you're going to throw it more than pass it or more than run it, and, you know, it definitely helps him call the game and be effective.
They also have some interceptions. You got a dozen of them on the year. A couple of guys, for example, like Drew Robinson and Josh Parson, each have a couple for you. That pass defense, which they were going to be relied on when you're stopping the run, how well have they played? What kind of pressure have you been able to put up front to help them out?
Yeah, they we've had our ups and downs there. I'm not going to lie to you.
Sure.
We've had really good games and some other games. A little different recipe to win this year than last year, where we controlled the ball a little more on offense. You know, we've been more explosive, so they're out there a little longer. But, you know, those guys have done a nice job of relating to routes and being opportunistic. You know, and then guys, we play a lot of man-to-man, so, you know, we ask a lot of those corners. You know, they don't, when you're playing man, you have a little less opportunity for picks and things. But, you know, it obviously puts a lot on the quarterback to make sure they get the ball out. And we're a high-pressure team, so we're going to bring, you know, 5 and 6 man pressure and try to get after the quarterback and make that guy have to beat us quickly. And I think that plays into our hand if he has to do that. And as long as we don't give up big plays, I think, you know, we're where we want to be.
when you do force them to punt, what kind of luxury is it that you're putting Rashawn back on punt returns?
I think that might be the scariest part of going against us, right? If you have to punt and that guy's back there who leads the country in return yardage and touchdowns, from a punt return standpoint. And I just, it's our guys, we've seen it, in the mid to later in the season, and even in week two against Brockport, I think he kind of brought us back to life in that game a little bit, with a couple big returns. And those specials, we talk to our guys all the time, the special teams plays really, really can change a game, positively or negatively for you. We take a ton of pride in it, and our guys know the effort they need to give to get him loose, and how quickly that can change a game and really put you ahead and make sure that, you're continue to put stress on the defense with field position and obviously explosive plays from a punt returner. But, man, is he special, and, excited to see what he can do against Hobart, who has an exceptional punter. So we'll see, what their plan is there. And, I think we have a good plan against it, so we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Okay, Hobart, of course, comes in with their 9-1, all right, in the Liberty. Terrific. Beat Rochester last time out 37-7. When you look at them, give me the checklist of a couple things that you need to make sure doesn't happen on their side that gives you an advantage.
Yeah, from our defensive standpoint, their offense, we have to stop the run. We have to be the team you talked about. We've got to control the line of scrimmage. And then we can't give up big plays to their big receiver, number one, who's really good. So we got to slow that down. We've got to get off the field on third down, too. I think that's going to be critical on that side of the ball. If we can create a couple turnovers, that would be amazing to try to win that battle. And then, offensively, we talk about you can't feed the monster. They're really good on defense. Mm-hmm. You can't get them to kind of feel themselves and have momentum. I think that will hurt us. We're going to have to stay consistent, stay in good and manageable third down situations, protect the ball, and then, hopefully make the plays down the field that we can make. If we get the opportunity to throw it, and we got to be really effective with our back. If we can do those things and keep us in good situations, I think that's good. And then the biggest thing is we've got to, if we get in the red zone, we got to score touchdowns, not field goals.
Yep.
It's got to be touchdowns. That hurt us last year in the playoff game. We took three instead of six, and we've got to score touchdowns there. That's an area that has to happen for us for sure.
They're plus 15 for the fans. They're plus 15 giveaway takeaway, including 16 interceptions this year. So that goes to Tom's point about that. I do have to ask you about Logan Rhodes. As you know, Mike Rhodes is the basketball coach here. Okay, good friend of mine. All right, and of course I know Logan. So I just want to know how is he progressing for you?
Yeah, Logan, was put in a tough situation, being ineligible for a bit early in the season. Got with us late, right before our bye week, and really grabbing on to what we're doing. He's a big athlete, and can do some really good things. So he's a reserve as a safety for us right now, but he's, you'll see him all over the field on special teams. He's making his impact there. This year with the late start he's had, but what a great kid, hard worker, really passionate about what he does, and yep. Hoping that he has a nice game tomorrow.
Yep. Hey, thanks so much for the time. Looking forward to it, very much, finding out the result. The game is at high noon tomorrow. Penn State doesn't play till 3:30, so go on over and see Susquehanna play tomorrow against Hobart at Doug Arthur Stadium at noon tomorrow. Tom, best of luck to you and your team. Hopefully we have this conversation again next week.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for the for reaching out and highlighting our program, and appreciate the time.
Anytime. Tom Perkovich, the head coach at Susquehanna. What a year. 9-1. Hobart tomorrow, high noon, Doug Arthur Stadium in Stillings Grove. And Let's see if they can beat Hobart. 2-9-1 teams going head-to-head this half hour. Brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies. Pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.